Condo Grayskull, episode 96.
Damn.
Yeah.
3 weeks strong.
Yeah, and three amigos. We're actually missing one bearded robot named Colin Zimmer.
Throw that.
Yeah, our favorite bearded robot. But we still have me, Ty, and Mike Picaro here.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey. Hey. We were testing the mics earlier. Red line. Red. And we just did it a bunch
I'm
more times.
I'm screaming into the mic and I'm getting red lines.
What's the big
What's
deal?
Going on
What's
here?
The big, so, hey, I don't want to like just talk over you and eclipse what you guys want to talk about, but I want to segue over to, well, my eclipse experience was just like, hey, look through these glasses that the library gave some lady.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it looks like a half moon. And I've experienced it before, so I'm like, all right, cool, cool. So... Ty, it was a different story for you, though.
It was a bit different.
Okay.
I made a trip up to Oregon. I flew into Seattle and took a bus down to Portland, where my buddy currently resides. And we went about 2 hours out of Portland to the coast, a little town called Lincoln City, and we're within the path of totality. So it's the 70-mile path that moved across the U.S. Literally in the moon's shadow is this path of totality. So it's just moving across the map. It's kind of just insane to think about, even just like the darkness being sitting in the moon's shadow. It's kind of just like
it's weird.
Puts things in perspective for sure.
Sure.
Yeah. But, it really was grandiose. I can't fully put it into words. What I've been telling people is just honestly try to see one. It's worth seeing because it's like I also had the glasses on. I'm seeing the same things you guys saw. And then eventually, right before totality, which lasts around 2 minutes, it just goes completely black. And then you take off your glasses. It's dark outside, not pitch black, but dark enough to see stars. And similar to like maybe dawn or pre-dawn,
sure.
Where it's just very, very little light in the area.
Yeah.
And what you see is the moon surrounded by the sun's atmosphere. So you're actually seeing the corona, which is so normally drowned out by the brightness of the sun. But the amazing fact of it is that it's extending millions of miles into space. So it looks tiny from where we're
sure.
at in perspective, but it's literally shooting off millions of miles into space.
Oh
and
God.
You're able to see solar flares that are like just little... kind of red prominences shooting off the surface of the sun.
Oh my God.
And it was really entrancing. It was very intense. Something that I think I'm going to make the trip in 2024. There's going to be one in the U.S. It's coming from like up by New York, moving mm-hmm. down towards Texas. So it's something they say that once you see one, you kind of like want to chase them and become addicted. I didn't know so what
eclipses
that was
are
all
like
about.
Tattoos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's really
sounds
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's insane.
I'll share my experience. It's a little even different from yours. I went out there and I saw jack shit. I like at the time that it was supposed to be, I kept going out and looking and going out and looking. It was like it was any other day. The sun was just completely there, bright, blazing. Nothing.
Yeah,
were
I mean,
you trumping it, looking at it without glasses?
Oh my gosh!
No. Actually, I was had my back to the sun and I was using my phone and taking a picture of it. And I have pictures of it. I'll show you. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Whoa. Not even anything. I don't know why that is. I guess, but the moon wasn't even in my cone of vision.
Mm-hmm.
Like I couldn't even see where the moon was in no proximity, to the sun at like, on the West Coast, it was supposed to be like, 9:20 to 10:20 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
sounds
about right?
Yep.
So I looked, I kept going back and forth during that hour and I didn't, there was nothing. I didn't see the moon. It got slightly dim.
Yeah. You could see all the color kind of got dull, which was like our experience, which was cool.
Yeah, that is.
And to be expected. I mean, obviously when you start messing with light, that's the only way you can see colors, mm-hmm. but
I don't know,
that was the thing that actually was probably more depressing than anything else, just to see how flat colors are without it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But I mean, my experience obviously just walked outside during work and checked it out and everyone had glasses and it was actually cool. But I have to ask, like, what was the environment like? Because, you know, you're surrounded by people having this experience that's like you don't see every day. I mean, decades between them in some cases.
Sure.
What was it like?
So the interesting part was that we drove. Lincoln City is a coastal town in Oregon, and we made the move over there. And what had been projected
Who's
was...
Who's we, by the way? I'm sorry.
This is my buddy. His name is Shane.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And he's somebody who, like, I've grown up with.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
He and his girlfriend now live in Portland. They moved from L.A. last year.
So, oh, okay.
Yep. So...
That's awesome. So you had somewhere to crash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So we make it to this coastal town, and it was projected to be similar to when, like, they were redoing the 405 out here, mm-hmm. and it was, like... Carmageddon.
Yeah. Oh, I kept hearing about, traffic that,
yeah.
was
yes,
the...
Yes, yeah.
They ran out of gas. They ran out of, like, supplies, like,
exactly.
water and stuff.
Yep. It, but if you recall, like, it was hyped for so long and so big that on the days that they were actually doing that, it was, like, the best day to drive ever because so many people...
Everyone was prepared.
Everyone
was prepared.
Exactly. So that was actually a similar experience to the town we were in, Lincoln City.
Okay.
There were towns... There's a town called Madras that the National Guard had to be called in because there were so many people converging. So it wasn't...
That's where NASA was broadcasting from at one point.
Yeah.
Or one of the places. Or,
wow.
Yeah. So it wasn't absolutely unpopulated, like people didn't come out to see it, but it was less hectic than we expected. But we're on the beach, so there's a large gathering of people, probably 1200 to 1500 along the coast. And what happened was it was a bright, clear day. The weather was projected to be very clear, but the Oregon coast is a bit of a roll of the dice. So around 9:20, a marine layer blows in. And it gets
scary.
So foggy that you can't from the shore, like the coast, you can't even see the water.
Oh,
and
no. Were people getting nervous?
People were very nervous, but also a lot of people are there with their families. They're there. They're prepared and they're established. So
Sure. They're
not like as like fluid or willing to move as me and my buddy were. So there's people who are like concerned, but they're not really doing anything about it.
Right.
About 9:30, me and my buddy are like, we got to get in the car. We had rented a car and we're like, we got to get in the car. We'll drive till we get to a place that's outside of this.
Yeah.
And because when you looked at the eclipse, even through the glasses, it was almost like you couldn't even see it. This is just during the phase before totality. Uh-huh. But it was
kind of diffusing the light and just kicking it out. So it's like,
exactly. Yeah. Yep. And the sun almost couldn't even break through. It was so thick. So we head up the coast and we get to, it's still in the town of Lincoln City, mm-hmm. but inland a bit more. And we're on a small road, surprisingly didn't have too much trouble getting there.
Sure.
And we end up finding some, street parking that leads to a golf course.
Okay.
And on this
golf course.
Dang,
this is kind of an adventure.
Yeah, it was a bit of an adventure, and it was not planned at all, so it was very go with the flow. But we end up on hole one of this golf course.
Nice,
and
okay.
And there's a big marsh on it. It has like a nice bridge across, and as if direct from destiny, sitting there are just two open benches where it's like, come sit and watch. And there wasn't a single soul around us.
Wow.
So we kind of got a bit of a private show on this hole one.
Gotcha.
But literally...
That's romantic.
It was so romantic.
Yeah, that's cool.
We shared a beautiful, warm embrace.
Yeah, a beautiful hole in one, if you know what I mean. Anyways, go on.
So the moment of totality happens, and in that instant, it was almost a palpable energy. Despite there not being anybody right next to us, there were extremely loud cheering. Like, you could hear people from... Oh, it seemed like we were hearing people even on the beach, like... Layers of distance of cheering, and people were lighting off fireworks. There was fireworks going off. And probably my favorite moment was during totality, it confuses the animals and the insects. So like this marshland kind of like came alive where insects, cicadas started making a lot of noise and were like, dang, I wonder like how birds or anything are going to react. And kind of just in awe of seeing the totality. And all of a sudden, a great winged heron just is booking it by flying by us like he's like, I am in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like, just going so fast, just like he's has a place that he knows is safer than where he's at right
Unreal.
Now.
That's true.
So yeah. It's pitch black, and then the light comes on, and it's just you and your friend naked staring at each other. Yeah. And you're like, oh.
He had jumped in the marsh for some reason, and he like was covered in mud. It was quite interesting.
Wow.
It makes you do crazy things.
It sounds like it. That's amazing, though.
Yeah.
I was worried that you were going to say that when you went to the golf course, you were so far away you couldn't really hear or experience any of that, but mm-hmm. It's almost like the fact that you got both. You got to hear actually your surroundings start reacting to it being quote unquote night for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you could also hear in the distance people just like, you know, our kind going nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
And getting naked on their own.
Yes.
You know?
It was very primal because it harked back to just like the fact that these have been occurring throughout history, and for most cultures, it's a moment to observe and be kind of like kind of marvel and just be amazed by. I spoke to a woman on my bus ride back to Seattle her name was Joan, and she was 74 traveling alone. This was her ninth eclipse that she had been to. She's been to 187 countries, just like an adventure. She's from Wales. She was like just has lived her life, you know.
Jeez.
Just done a lot of things. But she was telling me about an eclipse she saw in China. And interestingly enough, in China, eclipses are very, very ominous. They don't observe them. It's when they're happening, they don't want to talk about them. They associate them with disaster and with kind of an end of the world type scenario.
Really?
So they don't look at them. It's not broadcast. It's not a part of the culture. So it was interesting to hear that there's that variance.
What a
trip. That is weird.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What a cool person to meet.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, she had some cool stories.
Huh. That's insane.
Yeah, I was like, I'm in my infancy of travel, but I really hope to see a lot. And she's like, well, I don't think you're going to get to where I've been. She was like
just put her thumb down in your face.
187 countries. She was like, not really like...
Not as possible nowadays.
Are there
but
any more indeed. Than 187?
So there's 195 now, she was saying her goal before she exits this great earth is to visit 200. So just like you said, she's probably been to a handful of countries that no longer are...
you're able to even go to, I bet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's wild. So... thank you so much for sharing that.
Sure.
And obviously, that's way better than, especially Mike's story.
Yeah, obviously, I didn't
look
at the right time or go to the right place or have the proper equipment. But
you weren't on a golf course. You weren't naked.
I didn't say I wasn't naked.
Okay, fair enough. I was getting the paper, so of course I was naked. actually, I do want to kind of go back to what we were talking about in the last podcast, which was this movie pass.
Yeah.
Now, I know this is kind of, we're flipping this on our head. We're going from this, like, moment of, like, actually thinking about the galaxy, which so few people do on a day-to-day basis, let alone camp and even get the same kind of weird nature vibe. But
sure.
Let's talk about something they do, which is go to the movies. So you signed up.
Yeah. It's
$10 a month.
Yep.
Okay.
Just another form of escapism anyway, whether it's space or a theater.
Oh, fair enough. I like that.
I signed up. MoviePass, $9.95. You are instantly charged when you sign up, so you pay $9.95, but your billing cycle begins when you get your card. I haven't got my card yet. It's projected that it's going to take a couple weeks longer because of the service shutting down, the demand, the news. It was like, I guess, the number one consumer news story on the 15th and the 16th, the last podcast we did last Wednesday. And your billing cycle starts when you get your card. It's basically a system where you use an app on your phone, you check in to the theater, and then you basically select your seat, and with your card, you go and... It looks just like a credit card. So it's going to have your name. It has...
So it's like a membership card, like anywhere.
Yeah. But it has the function of payment. So you're going to use that card to pay for the movie ticket at the theater, whatever price it is.
And so just to fill people in, if they didn't hear the last episode, you can go to unlimited movies.
One per day.
Okay, one per day, but...
365 days a year.
You could go every day.
Mm-hmm.
Any theater, I'm assuming.
Yep.
But not every screen.
It, you cannot use it on a 3D or a premium screen. No IMAX, no D-Box, no XD, no...
Not the end of the world at $10.
D, yep,
because exactly. That's still paid for.
Yeah, because you're still going to do that anyways if you want to.
Yeah.
To go to that premium.
Exactly. And I mean, you're such a fan. I mean, you're going to... Does this work on, like, independent
So it
cinemas?
Does. So I Holy. Was surprised to find that it works at the Lemley Encino 5 right over here. So
yeah.
The town center. So that's...
Because that's you frequent that.
Yeah, I go there not as frequently as I at one time was, because it seems now that AMC is even including a lot of the,
gotcha.
Not necessarily
I
super
see.
Indie, but...
the ones you're interested
yeah,
in oftentimes.
Yeah, sure.
Wow, that's insane. So right now you were saying that only the Studio Movie Grill in Simi Valley is where you can go, because it's all checked in by your phone?
Yes.
Because you're waiting for your card?
Yes. So,
you have used it?
I have not used it
yet.
Oh,
you haven't? Okay,
gotcha. I haven't used it, but there's certain theaters that are called e-ticketing theaters where you basically are buying your seat through the app, you reserve your seat, you have your seat, and you just get a digital ticket that you show them. So your card
Crazy.
Is absent from that process. But
so,
yeah.
I mean, I feel like if you do pull out a lot of the money spent on employees and some of those things, yes, you could probably discount the ticket quite a bit. And
mm-hmm.
then you also like, hey, like, let's just focus in specifically on, you know, the regular theaters, not, you know, the triple D or whatever you have,
yeah, yeah.
like all the craziness. But
yeah,
I feel like there is a chance for them to maybe break even, but I'm still trying to figure out.
I don't get the business model.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense to me.
It's crazy. And mm-hmm. the thing that trumps it is the fact that you could go, you know, 31 days potentially in
yeah.
one month.
Yep.
Like, that's way more than $310.
Absolutely. And so yeah. what I did
that's,
read...
That's like $600, let's
yeah.
be honest.
Yep.
Let's be honest.
So what I did read was that this service has been around for at least a year, and they used to have tiered plans for like six times a month up to unlimited times a month, and they synthesized it down to one plan, $9.95, unlimited. But these people that had been on the unlimited plan, $15 or $20, I can't fully recall, but there have been some that have been throttled where they were going too much and they were sent an email or notified somehow that, hey, now you're going to be just able to see six a month because basically you're going too much. So my thought is that this is very introductory, like this is just
this is them beating
customers
you.
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, let's think about just six.
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
mean, that's yeah that's I in fact
50 free bucks.
I feel like even that would be, I don't know why people wouldn't rush to that to begin with, like $10 for six movies.
Yeah,
I don't know many people that do the movie six times. Four is
yep.
probably the most I hear, just because of the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys
sure.
agree with that? Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, even a four, I'd be like, $10 for
mm-hmm.
four movies? Let's do that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
then it will probably force us to go, and I love movies.
Yeah.
And I feel like also, I'm feeling a lot right now, by the way, but I feel like that would also be something the movie theaters would want, because it's really about the concession stand and all the extra sales, you know, right?
Yeah. yeah, it theoretically could be bringing more people in, and they're getting paid the full ticket price. There's no discount on the theater side, you
right.
know, so...
But even if they are, I mean, it's a Monday. How many
yeah.
people come in?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, like, let's just sell some Red Vines and let's get going,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, I don't see it hurting the theaters as much as I do the Movie Pass company. Like, mm-hmm. I don't understand how they are going to turn a profit.
Yeah.
I really don't understand how they're going to turn a profit, other than the fact that I think Colin made the joke about, oh, it's like insurance, or maybe you said it.
Yeah,
it's
just
yeah.
people
it's
don't
like,
use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But, you know, that's...
But if they use it once, it's already...
Yeah, it's paid for.
Yeah, paid for.
Yeah, it's
yep.
actually, they're
so.
Already... In the negative slightly,
yeah.
because like...
$14.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. I don't know what ticket prices are like throughout the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's even some theaters here that are much cheaper. I don't frequent them, but...
yeah, those dirty, cheap
well,
movie
yeah,
theaters.
Just,
that's how it came off. Sorry. I don't frequent those piles of shit. But anyway,
again, I don't know what ticket prices are throughout
sure.
the country, but I
yeah.
mean, one time for here
yeah.
in
I would
Los
just
Angeles.
Go 12 times in 1 month and be like, I don't have to go the rest of the year. I got my
yeah.
money's worth. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want to waste my time
there
going
go.
To movies.
Yeah, and I find myself, I feel like I'm going to find myself seeing movies that I wouldn't have seen
uh-huh.
simply because I can, oh, what am I doing tonight? Oh, go see a movie.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
Like, hey, where's Ty? He's at a rom-com.
Yep, there he is.
And that's front he's row. Been to like 5 rom-coms this month.
That's where he got arrested. He had yeah, his yeah. dick
it's,
out.
It's April.
I wonder if they have
Valentine's
some,
Day, a lot of them.
If yeah. they have some deal with the studios or something that,
I don't know.
That's not been mm-hmm. you know made public that you know they want more eyeballs.
Yeah,
you know,
probably.
And maybe they're taking care of some of the back end or something.
It sounds like business suicide. But I guess more to come. But yeah. I mean, speaking of movies, you said you saw a few movies.
I did. I saw, so I was going to see the following day that movie Logan Lucky.
Uh-huh.
I saw that and...
Good?
Really good. Really enjoyed it. It
it's doing well on Metacritic.
Yeah. It Steven Soderbergh, so it has a very Ocean's 11 type vibe. But it felt like the movie ended a couple of times where I was like, oh, I've seen this movie. I know what's going to happen. And then the narrative kind of switched and was unique. So
interesting.
It's worth seeing.
That's cool.
It was really good performances. Uh-huh. There's a lot of actors that don't have the accent that they're doing. And so like it's like Daniel Craig
right? Yeah,
is doing
pretty
a very,
good.
Very interesting accent.
Isn't he a Southern boy?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. I heard an interview from him, and mm-hmm. he said, yeah, he had to sit on that one for a long time until he could start feeling it,
because yeah.
it's a big change.
Yeah.
And he supposedly does a good job.
Yeah,
he did great.
Yeah, yeah, he sounded good. Him and Adam Driver sounded really good. And just cool shots, cool, very cool is like how I would describe
I mean, that's
that
kind of
style.
How he shoots his movies.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Anything else, and, you guys? Yeah, sorry. Sorry
no,
to me
all
cut
good.
You off.
Yeah, go ahead. Go right
you
ahead.
Go.
I did see. Have you guys heard of Nocturnal Animals?
And I mean, I've heard of the
yes.
actual.
Well,
yeah, animals.
Okay, no, it's a
owls?
There's a film.
Uh-huh. yeah.
It's interesting. It's kind of a noir-esque.
Nocturnal Animals is the vampires?
No. It's
I'm way off.
Just a drama. It's kind of a suspense.
Who's in it?
Amy Adams and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Is that what is the guy? Do you know who directed that?
Tom Ford.
Tom Ford, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a Tom Ford
How was
film.
It?
You know, not to give too much away. I'd say it's worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that
it's about It Comes at Night, I'd say. So I mean, we're seeing how there's someone else
those
get
same
real
kind of feelings a little bit.
Sure, yeah.
But you know, after digestion, I'm like, well, you know, I kind of like that. I do like that style of movie, like noir-esque,
mm-hmm.
Noir. They call this neo-noir, which I guess just because it's you know current day, present
he has
day.
Keanu
whatever.
Reeves in it.
Yeah,
I got a Keanu Reeves story for us. Actually.
Oh gosh, yes, please.
It's interesting.
I almost feel like cutting you off having you go, but please go.
Yeah, no, just quickly. I was just going to say that it's interesting the way it tells the story and the acting is pretty good. So
cool.
I would check it out. It's on one of the on demands.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
I mean, I'll go real quick before we learn about Keanu. I just finished season 3 of yeah.
I was waiting for that.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, nice.
Are you? You're a big fan.
I am.
The Red Wedding.
Woo!
Whoa.
Talk about a gut punch.
Yeah, that one.
Hi.
That one blasted me.
Yeah,
so, anyways, I'm just gonna say that I don't even know if it's gonna be spoilers. Yeah. I mean, I'm honestly like a decade behind everyone.
But it's honestly. It's nice to not say because...
So, yeah, I'm not going to say, but I will say this about the show. It's so weird, and I know everyone has discussed this, but it's so weird to watch a drama where just someone's leg could get chopped off, their arm, their nose, their mom could die, their dad could die. At any moment, you can be attached, and then that person just gets wasted. Like, really important people in your mind.
Yeah. Yep.
And it just happens just... You keep getting these relationships
pretty
with
willy-nilly.
Like, oh man, yeah, this is my guy. This is like when I grow up,
characters.
I want to be him.
Yeah,
dead,
gone.
Yeah. Well, first Wiener's gone, then they head chopped off, and then like
Woo!
Dragon grabs him, flies him off, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? So loving it. I don't know why I fell asleep 4 times trying to watch the first episode, but I realized the first season is just. Really getting an understanding of all the characters because there's a lot you got to kind of understand. But once you get rolling, There's a lot of investment, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So the season finale is tomorrow?
Sunday.
Sunday,
yep.
Yeah.
Sunday, sorry. So in 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed
3 days. What the hell day is it?
Today's Thursday.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, whatever. I watch one or two or three every day.
That show's interesting because it started off way more dramatic, but, you know, with the attempt of surprising you and, you know, throwing you for a loop. But it's interesting how it starts getting way more, like, fantastical and
yeah,
a fantasy. Because
more fantasy comes in, yes.
Yeah, that really wasn't there in the beginning.
No.
It really wasn't. It was more just like, I mean, it is fantasy, but it's...
Yeah.
It's more just it's like tame. The era. It's like the medieval. It just films more medieval.
100%. And I was talking to my friend Jeremy, who's huge into fantasy, and he was saying, he's like, he's seen so much and read so much fantasy that he's like, you know, I actually really enjoyed how they did this, because he's actually just finished the fourth season.
Oh, okay. So he's watching it right now.
Yeah. So, and he's like, I like how they're introducing it because it's not in their lives every day, so why would they see it all the time? It is just that rare as they're getting closer and closer to it that why would you see it all the time? And it is shocking, and people know about it, and it's legend, but there's always been that, even in medieval times.
Yeah.
You know? So he's like, it's smart.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And it adds just another layer on top of all the, hey, that's my best friend that just died, and, you know, this character that I'm in love with that just died, and now there's, like, dragons and frost things and giants.
Yeah. What is this, the sixth season that's current?
Seven.
Seven.
Oh, yeah. Seven. Jeez, yep. Wow, so.
Yeah.
All that shit's out the window now. It's fair game.
I can imagine, so.
You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah,
it's cool.
For sure.
I'm
so
glad,
imagine
I'm glad
dragons?
You watched that.
Imagine. Dragons. I like that. Thanks for saying that.
You're welcome.
Speaking of saying things, say stuff about Keanu Reeves.
So, a follow-up to and another edition in my series of celebrities' houses who I shouldn't
should we just do
be
one
in.
A week?
Yeah. That's
yeah, yeah. I celebrity gotta... houses you shouldn't be in. Roll it.
Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
So,
wow.
My friend's dad is
I'm picturing
a...
Malibu?
Yep. Yep. Okay. Is a contractor and was doing a job where he was part of a crew who was doing an addition to Keanu Reeves' house. And his son and myself were in the area, and we were needing to go by, and were able to go pick something up from his dad at the time while he was working there. He was the only one there. There wasn't anybody... Keanu wasn't there. I didn't get to have a conversation or anything.
Just shoot at him because you think he'll, like, dodge it. Yeah.
But
bullet time comes into effect whenever he's 50 yards away.
Trinity!
But what I did have an encounter with was Keanu Reeves's round table. And this is quite a piece of furniture because it's about a, say, like, 15-foot in diameter round table that is adorned with a picture of Keanu Reeves himself set under a glass panel that is built for this table. Could have even been etched into the table, but
let's just say it was. That's awesome.
This was a portrait of Mr. Keanu Reeves himself, Vitruvian Man style, on this round table, buck ass naked.
Really?
I've seen Keanu Reeves' member.
And, okay, so
and
1 to 10.
It was a 9.
Wow. I mean, you
9.5. I'll go. He was hanging low. No.
That's CGI.
But possibly they're eating dinner off this table. This was a centerpiece.
Can you imagine coming over for dinner and you're sitting around and you're like, pass the mashed potatoes. Sorry.
I would just put a tray of sausage right on the sausage and then pass it
around. Then it's a glass plate. So once everyone's finished, there's like, oh, I'll take the last one. Oh, come on.
But it was a six arms, beautiful illustration. But he was, he had
that's
some
a Da Vinci,
generous,
Da Vinci?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. What's it called?
Vitruvian Man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Generous anatomy. Yeah.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
That's
it
awesome.
Was quite interesting.
Okay. So there seems to be a theme here where so far the stars you've ran into, they're into themselves.
They're into themselves. Yeah. And like maybe it's the Malibu motif. Maybe it's something about that area.
it's a cocky move. You know what I mean?
They have brave hearts.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's awesome. So I don't want you to tell any more because I feel like...
We got to save those.
Yeah, I feel like we'll run out in about a couple years.
Yeah.
She got about 24 more, yep. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
We'll do Eddie Murphy next.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I got to
tune in next week now.
Okay, so I got a quick game. I was going to actually start with the topic, but I loved what we were talking about, so I'm just going to skip that. Yeah. We'll talk about it next time. But I was thinking about... like the worst jobs if, and there was like three ailments that came to mind. I don't even want to say ailments. That's terrible to say, but just situations, let's say.
Sure.
Where
you put it so delicately.
I should. We got an HR department here at this. Yep. I mean, the podcast, we have at least 3 million
we
people listening.
We do not
listening.
Want to get sued.
Minimum.
Because we'd be fucked.
Yeah, we would be sued. I'd be out a dog. That'd be it.
And a condo.
That's right. That's right. It would just be called Grayskull now, this podcast. So anyways, I was thinking...
Corner Grayskull.
Under the Alley bridge Grayskull. Just hear the generator playing in the back so it could charge up all this stupid equipment. So anyways, I was thinking, what are some of the worst job... like, the worst job you could have if you were blind? So should I just start you off with something pretty obvious?
Sure.
Just bus driver.
Oh, that
dog walker.
Man, I didn't have that one. How about a pitcher?
Ooh.
I bet you some Ball. People I bet you some people could do it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. How about like a plastic surgeon? Specifically focusing on the juggles. Got him looking in different directions.
From some of the porn I've seen, I think some of those surgeons were blind.
Yeah,
how does some of those tits get out the door? Seriously. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Whoa. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
So, dude, all our mics eclipsed.
It went hard on one ear.
All right. Speaking of porn. All right, whatever. It's still recording.
That's
quiet.
That's a mind
so
fuck.
I don't know what's going on. So that thing finally turned on. The amplifier for our headsets. I was thinking marching band, just anything like a drum major. Just can you imagine they just keep going and the other ones turn? I just kept picturing that. Anyone, anything else?
I was thinking, I can't think of the, like in a circus act, like a knife thrower or something. Oh, I mean,
check out this next act. It's called murder.
Yeah, exactly. Just right between the eyes is a knife sticking out of the guy's head.
All this like tension and then first
right
knife.
Right to the handle too. Like right to the handle.
Oh man.
Magician?
That would be pretty good. He's not even facing us. Oh man, that would be magic if he had a job like that. I was thinking basketball player. There's just, for some reason, I just see this guy just like, raindrops, and it's just so fucking far
buckets
off.
Doof, people doof. People behind the backboard are just getting nailed in the head.
So any others you could, I love Doc Walker. That was pretty good. Any others that you can think of?
Photographer.
That's a
good one. Your photographer walks up, he's got very dark shades on. He's not focused
wedding
on
he walks up,
he's
you,
looking.
He's talking to a planner. Anyways, I just want to welcome you. Hey, we're over here, dude. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so the second situation is if you had Tourette's.
Oh, boy. So the worst job if you had Tourette's?
I'm thinking kindergarten teacher right off the bat.
Man. Whoa. There's a lot of repetition going on there. A, B, C, D, cunt.
Fuck you!
that's probably going to prompt some vulgarity, those kindergartners.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking a narrator would be pretty good, too. Any movie?
Books on tape?
Yep.
Audiobook? Dot, fuck you!
I mean, obviously a priest or a therapist, but I thought a librarian would be really funny too.
That would be God. Great.
Hushing all these people and then just blasting them with an F-bomb.
And you said priest. Imagine in a confessional or something, you know, in a quiet.
Father, what do you think I should do? Fuck you! Oh shit!
Go fuck yourself,
Father.
Now Tourette's is not always just
no.
Vulgar.
No.
Is it? specifically vulgaris, or it's also ticks? No, it's could ticks, be just ticks.
So. I mean, actually, I think the vulgarities is probably more rare than the ticks. Sure, I'm pretty sure that's the case.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That's what
it is. Yeah. Thought. Which isn't good. Okay, what about... Oh, I don't even have this on here. What about narcolepsy?
Oh, man.
I mean, obviously a pilot.
Yes.
the pilot's introducing himself, and all of a sudden you hear him snoring in the mic.
I think a lifeguard would be pretty bad.
I remember just back about narcolepsy. The first time I heard about that, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe, because they're showing, and maybe the story that I was watching was bullshit, but it's just like, you know, they're just recording somebody, they're walking down the street, and all of a sudden they just fall over. I don't know if that's the way that.
I always picture Deuce Bigelow, where he has the girl's long hair tied up to, you know, the like antlers, and she just like falls asleep and her head snaps so hard.
Yep. I don't remember that.
You don't know? Oh, I have to show you. So they're like eating dinner, and it's like, this is the montage where he's getting to know the girls and he's figuring out how to date them and make it work. And he's kind of dating all like the tall girl that no one wants to be around, the girl with Tourette's. This actually works really well. And now he's figuring out how to date, you know, this girl and just be a companion with this, this girl.
I see. That has
so he ties her up because he knows it's going to happen. And she's like mid-conversation. Her head snaps so hard. So if anyone, I mean, I know a lot of our listeners are young. Like, go to YouTube, Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo, and just look up narcolepsy.
So that actress's C4, C5 cervical spine is probably totally gone. Fucked after that.
Complete pink mist.
And while you're on YouTube looking up Deuce Bigelow, check out Just Deuce. It's a lot of
roast.
Shit. Check out E-Bomb's World for a little. That site doesn't exist. And that joke didn't work either.
I'm so good. I was waiting because I know, like, I can't wait. I know what you're talking about. So I was just waiting for
the nunchuck guy or
the narcoleptic wiener dog. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Oh, I think I have.
Rusty.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, huh?
He's frolicking in a little field and goes from jumping and then just face dives into sleep. God. Wakes up, he's back running around, and then sleep. He'll just fall over.
Oh, jeez. I do remember
that.
That's
seen
funny.
That.
E-Bomb's World.
I think any... What would it be called if you were like a type of guy that's just supposed to sit there and listen to someone that's like really boring and try
hypnotist.
Like... Hypnotist. Hypnotist would be insane. You're like hypnotizing someone and then you fall asleep. Damn it. What else? I mean, I feel like there's a lot of jobs that would be horrible if you fell asleep. Like, horrible.
President?
I mean, I'd prefer that
now. He might be do a better job than
what
we currently have. I cannot believe that fucking picture.
Yeah.
I went and read the story, of course. But
insane.
Fucking President Trump just looking up at the sky during the eclipse, which the 72 hours prior, every fucking report that I heard was like, don't look at the sun, don't look at the sky, don't look at the moon. I mean, and then he's just looking straight up into the sky.
And pointing.
If I may, I have an audio clip that is from the Fox News spin on this situation.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Yep, it is. It's 14 seconds long, and it's featuring Tucker Carlson.
Covered up by the moon. Even the president saw it, but in a move that is not a complete surprise, he looked directly at the sun without any glasses. Perhaps the most impressive thing any president's ever done.
Oh my God.
Perhaps the most impressive thing any president has ever done.
Really?
Fox News.
What
Tucker
the
Carlson.
Hell?
You heard it here first or second.
Oh my God.
So they're almost, it's like he's a superhuman.
He's a superhero.
That's
He's
great.
Wonderful.
The most impressive.
Yeah, he was actually born with cobalt eyes.
Yep.
So pretty great. He's real good at what he's doing.
He's just got welder's goggles permanently installed.
Maybe there's some kind of diffusion going on with that hair, that stupid hair that
or
he
his
has.
Or thick eyebrows.
Like,
thick eyebrows got the way.
Orange skin. You know, it's like there's.
Or yeah, maybe the spray tan went over his eyes. And
yeah,
he has
there
almost,
you go. There you go.
Like, the sun is like a dark orange, always.
Yeah.
Everything's a dark orange. okay. We have to think of another, like, there's another one I know for narcolepsy that would just be, like, atrocious. Could you imagine if you were getting, like, like the Coast Guard guys that come in with the baskets, or they get reeled in. Like, these person's in the water forever.
Rescue worker.
And they're just bringing this guy down, right? And then he's just, like, asleep when they get to him. And they're like, finally, like, salvation. And this guy's just like...
And meanwhile, you just have to start helping him.
Yeah, you're like, hey... Okay, yeah, reel him up.
What about, like,
you'll be okay.
Universal tram tour guide.
They're out for like 25 minutes.
Where are we now?
Whoa, hey.
Crash right into the psycho house.
Still asleep. Could you imagine, like, running of the bulls? First three step, boom, stampede. Just ultra murdered. What about weak bladder syndrome? I immediately thought the Queen's Guard.
Yes.
Just sitting there like making faces, and then he just pisses himself and then falls asleep. And then says a bunch of bad words.
Has some serious ailments.
And he landed so hard he's blind.
You think they wear diapers?
I mean,
because they have to stand there for
they do,
like,
but
12
I think,
hours or something. I mean,
I don't know the actual shifts, but I mean, question. There's the changing of the guards, so I hope they don't need diapers.
Yeah,
could you imagine
vigilant.
They
gotta stay vigilant.
They get pants, oh, and there's just like there's some Huggies under there. Oh man,
now I gotta know. How long the shift is, and then if it's feasible that they would have to wear some type of.
I have a feeling right,
bladder control garments.
Like, when you get to the second word on your search, the bar's just going to fill.
Do
and say
Queen's
exactly
Guard.
What you're looking for. Like, yes. Queen's Guard Huggies. Boom. I'm also thinking, like, everyone's, like, you know, at community college, and it's, like, one of those classes where it's, like, a nude model, and then just, they're just, they just piss. You're sketching, and it's just...
Oh, God.
They're just
oh, weak bladder, yeah.
Weak okay. bladder, sorry. Oh, we're back to weak bladder, but I mean...
So there's piss everywhere. Yeah.
Well, it just... Yes. They're staring at you, and they're just... They're pissing. Like, right on your canvas, maybe.
And they don't even acknowledge it. It's just... Like, it's just totally natural.
Well,
like, hey.
They just fall asleep because they feel like if they think of that ailment, they'll stop. Yeah.
I'm thinking swimming instructor.
Oh, jeez.
A lot of warm kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like, a chiropractor would be pretty bad.
On your back doing some
adjustments. Yeah, like...
Why is it wet?
Or, yeah, or those masseuses.
That's
that
what I was
the,
thinking, yeah.
Yeah, with you know, the little Asian girls with the feet.
One of the best jobs might... ironically be dog walker.
You think so?
Piss with your dogs. There's a lot of pee breaks going on.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, that actually, so that's the last one I have. Maybe you guys can think of another ailment or situation, as I like to say. But okay, did I just lose my train of thought? God damn it. Dog walker, right?
Dog walker.
Where was I going?
Is it the best job to have? If
God,
you
I lost it.
Bladder
it's gone. Is it the best?
Dogs.
Oh, okay. I'm back. You had to say weak bladder. I'm like, dog walker. It was way off. Okay. So if you get caught pissing outside, you can be charged
as a
sex offender.
Yep.
So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, that's one that really kind of hurts my brain.
I think it's foul.
I think it's terrible.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate.
Do you think that would ever really... You think you'd get charged to the full extent?
It happens. Yeah, and you get put on the list.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a sex offender.
Oh, my God. Yep. That punishment does not fit the crime.
No.
And especially because a lot of times it's like people walking home from the bar, maybe. There's no kids present.
I thought it was indecent exposure, which is like a misdemeanor.
Yeah, but I mean, nowadays, that's the charge, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
So that one just drives me nuts because I'm like, okay, first off, I'm a sex offender.
I piss, yeah.
We all are.
I piss outside.
Multiple. Yes, yeah. Yes. I'm a sexes offender, if that's the plural. I
it
know.
Is.
I'm offensive
sexy,
sexually.
Sexy. Sex-eye.
But man, I mean, I've pissed all over the place. Oh, even when I was guarding the queen.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like,
in my
lifeguard. I'm nude model. Not I mean...
I'm not going to say what I was gonna
say. In my laundry, you know, you name it. No, but seriously, though, I mean, like, it blows my mind, and I hope at some point that gets, like overturned. Or
my son is going to be in trouble. This guy just squats down and just just starts pissing.
I mean, I
mean, not
your,
out, not outdoors.
Don't,
I mean,
don't take this the wrong way, but, your your son's a sex offender.
Yeah,
no offense.
More or less, he is right now.
Yeah, yeah.
A three-year-old sex offender.
So, like, when I'm like looking for a house near your neighborhood, and I look on that list,
there's going to be a dot right there.
There's going to be your son just staring right at me.
What is the crime? I wonder that it's listed as when it's like, is it indecent exposure? But you're a sex offender. Is that like?
Well, I guess maybe because it's indecent exposure, and that could cover a variety of things, I guess. But
yeah.
Urination at large.
Well, if you're large, then it might be a different story. Why are you large?
Yeah. Unfortunately, mine would read urination.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
Urination out of an acorn. You're like, hey, come on, man. I have feelings too. Put me on the list, but don't put that on there.
Oh yeah, you just humiliated.
That's so funny. So, anyways, yeah. I just wanted to go over some of those jobs.
Yeah.
And obviously talk about that, because that when I started thinking about the fact that people pissing outside, oh my gosh, like especially as a dog walker.
Yeah.
No one would hire you.
No.
You're done. They think you're going to have sex with them. They're dogs and them.
Certainly.
Who knows? But, well, do you guys have anything else to add? I mean, I had one other topic, but I'm probably going to save it for next time because that's pretty hefty. But, I mean, I figure like, since we have one less guy, that's 15 less minutes, if you really think about it.
Do we have any stories about buttholes or eyeballs of animals? Because I'm feeling
tons,
like that's missing.
But I know, yeah. I mean, that's what's missing. That's always 15 minutes. And I actually had a friend at work that said he listened to it and then looked up the diameter of an eyeball. Like how, he's like, I got to know. And that instantly made me think, wait. Why do you want to know? Because you probably start visualizing.
And that was followed up by the maximum circumference of a human anus.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Did he give you the answer?
No, then it was immediately to Amazon for a ruler or one of those calipers that show like how wide.
And then Costco for the lube.
That's right. And then some dish soap.
Clean too.
Right, yeah.
Did he tell you what the diameter was now?
I mean,
our listeners are.
He didn't, but I mean, I could look it up real quick.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah,
please
no problem. Do. We got.
We may as well. All
right.
Might as well.
All right, so.
Should we get somebody else on the Queensguard issue?
Yeah, do you want to look up Huggies and Queensguard? Okay, so we'll.
And I'll just look up gaping butts.
Please don't. And then just type. Punch images. Just hit that button. Please don't.
Yeah. Forget the search results. Just go straight for the images.
Cow eyes diameter. There we go. Cow eyeball diameter.
Do, 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 do.
Any guesses?
2.5 inches.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Dang. If it's mixed with a pug, half an inch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Half an inch.
Oh, wait. Cow eyeball is about, 1.5 inches. Oh, the radius. Never mind. So with a diameter of 1.2.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
A radius of 1.2, so a diameter of 1.2.
Because inches is stupid. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be 15 millimeters, which is a much smarter way to do things. So 30 millimeters is 1.2 inches.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
That's the diameter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
Confirmed.
That's a good size shit.
Yeah, it is.
Like that's.
I would have think it would be bigger.
We're all a little disappointed.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Like,
I thought it would have been harder to smuggle those.
Yeah,
eyeballs up his butthole.
No wonder they were rolling out.
Yeah, I mean that's no problem. We just start talking. Oh yeah, I could smuggle a baker's dozen. Oh man.
Well, you'll be disappointed to know that Queensguard Huggies didn't autofill anything.
Okay, that's fair. One mystery. Yeah, go ahead.
And none of these results are giving me what I want, so I'm going to actually instead try...
He just throws his phone away.
Destroying this.
Just destroy this lying piece of shit. Shift hours, how about that? Let's see how long their shift is.
Oh, I can't wait to find out.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
On duty for 24 or 48 hours.
What?
Well, wait. On duty, is that a rotating, or is that standing, or
I don't know.
They could be out having a smoke break, changing their Huggies. Who knows? with dude, that would be insane.
Yeah, that's
just
doesn't seem possible.
You know, there's exercises you can do to like strengthen like your groin and pee muscles and all this, you know, like
right, little, yeah, yeah.
And they're really like tiny muscles, but you can do this whole exercise thing. I wonder if they have to do that, because if you weren't doing that, I mean, you're gonna piss yourself. You're gonna ruin stuff down there because you have to go to the bathroom.
I got a good sentence here. Secrets under the bear's skin: the truth about the Queen's Guard.
Okay, let's go.
The Queen's Guard customarily wear a full dress uniform consisting of a red tunic, black bearskins cap, and black military trousers. The trousers, or pants, of the modern guards still hide one secret, one which allows them to remain as still as possible during their many hours standing on guard.
Papa, what is a trouser?
It's pants, son.
Pants. The army have equipped each guardsman with a device they call a disposable, individually wrapped army personnel excretion receptacle, or diaper.
No way!
Yes.
Boom.
Wow.
Confirmed. Wow. Myth busted.
I mean, and then, I'm sorry, what's the source?
Yeah.
The Onion.
It is a... Yard.
What is it? I gotta know. It got him.
It's YARP News.
Oh, yeah, good old YARP.
Published 3 years ago.
Hold on, real quick. Is there an acronym there for the excretion thing?
It is diaper. That's what it
is.
Oh,
it is diaper.
Yep.
Diaper. I see now.
Disposable, individually wrapped, being one word, army personnel excretion receptacle.
That has to be a lie.
That's funny. Yeah, that sounds pretty oniony.
I love it, though. Let's just say that that's true.
Indeed.
I mean, this podcast affects thousands of millions of youth.
Of air molecules.
And they're going to go repeat this. The homepage of YARP News, the first article, most recent news, is Hot Man Melts.
Hot Man Melts? Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look out, LA Times.
Everyone check out YARP News.
YARP's coming after you. Oh, man.
You heard of Yelp, and then there's YARP.
There's YARP.
There's YARP. And there's crap.
That's usually...
crapnews.com.
Hot Man Melts.
Is that yarpnews.biz?
YARP?
yarpnews.net?
That's too good. That's awesome. Well, any closing statements? Anything else, guys?
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah, please.
What's I know we got Destiny 2 on the horizon. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get a little pumped for that.
Yeah.
Are
we going to be playing it on Xbox One X's?
I mean, I pre-ordered.
Woo!
Did you pre-order yet?
I didn't pre-order yet.
That's fine.
I got
you got
an
time.
SNES Mini, but I did not.
You bastard, that's right. Thank you so much for trying to keep me posted
on
that.
I hit you before I even bought it. I texted you, my brother, and my friend, and nobody I texted was able to get one in time.
Yeah, you know, I was... that's a great website also.
Yeah.
Nowinstock.net.
Yep.
Thank you for turning me on to that. I had the page up while I was at work, you know,
sure.
This week. There was no other stock that mm-hmm. came in.
Yep.
Since I think it was Monday.
Yep. They had some
anywhere.
Bundles or something yeah. on ThinkGeek that are yeah. like not even worth buying because it's you maybe yeah, it was if like, you really wanted it, but they're like $200.
Some bullshit swag.
Some bullshit swag, yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
These little systems are like murdering.
Mm-hmm.
They're just and it's just little like they
yeah.
probably cost nothing.
Yeah.
They probably cost nothing.
They need
nothing.
To produce more, and just like if everybody who wanted one could get one, I think they'd make a lot more money.
Nintendo's yeah, got
overall.
A big turnaround.
I don't quite understand their philosophy behind the NES Classic and now the SNES mm-hmm. Classic.
They've always done this. The
yep.
Switch, all their systems,
Wii,
they just,
everything. Yep.
They create a false demand. So people are like, that's the news.
But they're
the
not
news.
Making any more. That's the thing. Like with these
so they're not
classic
it.
Systems. The NES Classic, limited run, done. That's
mm-hmm.
it. SNES Classic, going to be a limited run. After this year, they're not producing
this is like
them.
The Disney Vault.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get yeah. it. I don't understand it. I mean, you can get those games a billion places,
yeah.
but there's something about this. I mean, I would have liked to have the NES Classic too, but
huge
I would have played it like
factor.
Once or twice.
Yeah.
yeah. Just
mm-hmm.
yeah.
HDMI, like just having the controllers.
Yeah, the early reports, or I read a article on Kotaku that was, I mean, it sounded really, really cool.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I'm just waiting for the mini Jaguar or the 3DO to come out. The mini 3DO would be sick.
Yep.
Yeah.
They do have a Genesis.
I saw that. Yeah, I actually won one of those. Not the mini, but like, yeah, I guess it's a mini. I won that a couple Christmases ago.
Oh, nice. Like a white elephant.
But yeah, yeah, I ended up not.
And how was it?
Did never
you
play, played it.
Did you never play around with it?
No, I ended up re-gifting just because I knew it was going to be one of those things that, like,
yeah,
just lots of dust.
Yeah, so they have. There's a new one that's coming out or came out, I forget, but which would be kind of cool. I mean, a lot of those Genesis games I haven't played in, I don't know, like 30 years or something.
Strider all day.
Yeah,
I mean, there's some really great ones, but again, it would be
Space
like
Harrier too. Kind get of ready. Remember
one,
that?
A one and done for some of those, but apparently this one. This new one that they're coming out with is not very good.
Yeah.
So, lame.
Speaking of Sega, did anybody check out Sonic Mania?
No. I'm hearing it's doing well.
Yeah. I'm thinking about buying
Sega.
That.
Sega! Remember that?
So nice.
Good
that
old days.
Never gets
I would
old.
Love to play Sonic again.
Yeah. It's
I can't
like,
see.
It was created by some, like, basically fans who were proficient in developing, and Sega kind of let them run wild, and apparently it's like a really cool ode to the original.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It's pretty neat.
I'm going to have to check out your Xbox One X. I'm not sold on it, but the $500 I want to see. I want to kind of see it, and I think by November, like, there's going to be a lot of those games that are enhanced or just retroactively.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
The bottom line is I just plan on getting a 4K TV, I plan on just kind of going after it, and I just... And it's silly, but I mean, with
not
all this wedding planning and stuff, I was like, I just set aside this little bit of money
because
everything else is going to this wedding. And I was like, dude, I
Oh,
so when I saw it, I was like, boom. Yeah. I was actually at Alex's house, an old friend, just sitting there chatting.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, yeah, shit, it's today.
Hell yeah.
Totally stopped the conversation, got on and ordered it. And like, it was like trying to like talk and like order and things weren't working. I'm like, oh, God.
What is that Scorpio edition? Is it kind of like the year one of the Xbox?
Yeah, it just says Scorpio edition on it. And it actually says it along the controller.
Oh, cool.
Which will be the first controller to break.
Yep. For sure.
I mean, my year one's broken. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I was like, gosh, my
year one is such a piece of shit compared
it's
to...
It's so smoked now.
Really?
Oh, the D-pad doesn't even fucking work.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
D-pad is garbage.
At least the other controllers will work.
It's I'm just going to use my Elite. So.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, Razer has a new like Elite style controller coming out that looks really good.
Really?
It's called the Wolverine.
Uh-huh.
Would you say a scooter?
It's a scooter?
No. Yeah. Thank you.
No, it's a flip phone.
Thanks. what I liked about it was the paddle system that they kind of have in the back for the face buttons.
You got, you use the paddles. But you need to get into the paddles in the back where you can jump and do all this stuff without letting go of the sticks.
Yeah. They have a different configuration on this one. It looks really cool. They're more like a square set of buttons in the middle that are kind of bulged, rather than it being paddles, it's actually just buttons.
Huh.
And it they look like less intrusive as far as like your placement of your fingers.
Sure, sure.
You'd actually have to like actively put your hands there, but.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be your hands always resting on them, which seemed interesting, but maybe slightly.
Just different, a little more
better,
comfortable. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
With the paddle system, I use two paddles rather than four. I tried using four, kept accidentally hitting.
I used one, but anyways, yeah.
I just kept accidentally hitting the, it would have been, what do I use? I use my middle fingers.
You're just rolling
paddle.
Off the map.
But the ring finger was too much for me. Like having middle finger and ring finger, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like the ring fingers were always... Like accidentally,
middle.
I was accidentally pressing them.
Yeah, I use middle only.
Two fingers is always too much for me as well.
You know what? I did want to point this out. So for you, oh man, you're out of luck with
cow eyeballs.
You've said that you were turned down, you were long, you were bulging, you used a lot of words, and now two fingers. I mean, we got to cut this off.
Yeah,
you're a sex offender. You're gonna be right next to your son in prison.
I said
two
those
dirt bags. Yeah,
shit,
all those
I didn't
things.
Even realize. Just I must have fucking Tourette's.
Yeah,
I didn't even realize I said I have this.
Well, we need to go to sleep and piss ourselves. So, anyways, thanks for tuning in. Stay nerdy and stay dirty.
Peace.